under the starry sky of the desert. From the very heart of evergreen forests. With the radiance of silver-colored sand. In the midst of proud mountains. Closer. Iran.
Hello, I am Mitra, an Iranian nature traveler. To know more about the wonders and beauties of magnificent Iran, keep me company. Listen. Yes, it's the sound of doves. I am standing in a place where once hundreds of doves used to live. This place is called the Dovecot or a Pigeon Tower, or in Farsi language, Kabutarkhane. This Dovecot is located in Mardavich in Isfahan. This Dovecot looks like a flower. The dovecots in Iran are architectural masterpieces. These structures were built for the purpose of attracting and keeping desert doves so that their dung would be collected for human use. In past, the most popular dung for agricultural purposes was dove's dung. In addition to agricultural uses, dove's dung was also used in industry. It was also used in tannery and in military industry in order to make gunpowder. Building dovecots are not exclusive to Iran. There are some other instances in different regions of Europe. For instance, the dovecots in Scotland date back to 16th century AD. Let's take a look at the outer side of the dovecot. Beautiful and magnificent. This dovecot is so strong and impenetrable that could protect the doves from their natural enemies from the sky and the earth. The holes that are built on the walls of these structures are in a way that hunting birds such as owls and crows could not pass through the dovecot. Dovecots place between 1,000 to 40,000 doves inside based on the size of the building. The nests inside the dovecots are set in checkered or in every other pattern. Just imagine such a big number of doves here. The outer space of the Mardavich dovecot is green and beautiful. I walk a little here in the fresh air. Until next time, goodbye!
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.